I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Life in the Gaza Strip is extremely difficult. The people live in severe poverty, although matters have improved since Israel sent some shipments of aid. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says Hamas has done little to improve the situation. Rival groups fight in the streets, which means even running errands to get food or other basic necessities is dangerous. Pray for Christians in Gaza.
We pray for the church that is meeting and praying and sharing God's word around Gaza. We pray for them, for their perseverance, for their strength and boldness in the midst of this difficult time.
Next, young missionaries are helping Ugandans become missionaries themselves. Teen Missions International is leaving for their annual Uganda trip this week. Sports are a good way to break the ice so the gospel can be shared. Ugandan students who come to Christ can go to boot camps and eventually to Teen Missions Bible School, says Camille Hadlock.
Many of our graduates are working with the Ugandans themselves, and it's very common for Ugandans to be trained and begin working with their own people.
And we close today on a sad note. An organization that took me on my first international trip as a Mission Network News employee is closed. International Aid, a Christian organization, hosted me on trips to Rwanda in 97, Tibet in 2000, and Katrina in 2005. The organization worked through local churches to provide aid and other needs in order to share Christ. IA was able to share Christ in places closed to the gospel because of their aid efforts. IA closed after nearly 30 years of service. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will send you to India to distribute blankets to the needy who desperately need them in the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.